That's how it's listed in the DNS server. So Namecheap has two places. You've got an IPv4 place where you have to do the at sign. You got to keep in mind I'm running a TLS key, the California or the CA authority key on the website. So I'm also running that too, besides the key. So I am running the regular, I forgot what it's called, it's called dynamic name A at the IP address, and then the second line down, which is on set on auto, the second line down is A, www, and the IP address on auto, and then the second line down after that, and there's three lines, there's actually four lines total, will be the dynamic name system, AAAA, there's five A's, at the IP address on auto, and then that is the IPv6 address, not the IPv4, that was the other one, because the AAAA, five A's on the dynamic. And there is set up for IPv6, and then you put the address in there, and it does both. And the reason that it had to be done that way was because DVREF, which is really complicated, just to keep in mind, because then it would have been totally pointless for me to add IPv6 to the system, which now I can't get rid of because of Vulture. I will have to redo the whole damn server to get rid of it, but I wanted your input on this. And the other one is, I'm just going to finish the line for you, is 5A's www and the IPv6 address. And then the auto, and then you have add, and then it takes care of all the system. Those two systems don't change. They're static. So, but it's a requirement for DVREF to see it from WMRASystem.com. And I don't have any way around it.